Dilma kiv on the mishabed leila nizik. Since this shor right now is mishubah to the nizik, that means in the case the mazik is not going to have money to pay, the nizik has a shubah to take away this shor tam. If so, lav kol kimine, he has no right then, the mazik, to sell to somebody else to take off the shibud from the shor. That was the shiloh. Omalei, so he answered back and said, Einei mocher, einei chanami, the mechir is not chal. The nizik has a right to come and take away that shor from the person that bought it. Shred the Gemara, I go a tanya, we learned in a braisa, mocheri mocher, no, the mechir is good. But just chayze v'goyve, just means to say that the nizik has a right to go and collect the shor from the person that bought it off the mazik. If the mazik is not going to have enough money to pay up, the nizik has a right to take away that shor from the person that bought it. So the Gemara asks, if the nizik has a right to take away the shor from the person that bought it, if so, lamai mocher, what do you mean it's a sale? What good is the sale if the nizik will come and take it away right away? So Gemara says, Lurigia, the difference is that let's say this person that bought it used it to plow with. So he used the shor. So if you tell me the sale is good, as long as he used it, he used his own shor and he doesn't have to pay for the rent. But if you tell me the sale is no good, so like it belongs to the nizik, this shor, therefore the person that used it will have to pay the rent, the money, to the nizik. So the Gemara says, if so, Shema Minif, and here we should have a proof then, that lova, if you borrow money, ulmoicher, and then the loiva sells metaltalim, his utensils, things that can be moved around, that bezdin goyve loy mehen, that bezdin collects a shibud from the metaltalim. And we know not like that. We hold that only karkas mishubut for chayiv, not metaltalim. So over here, if the mazik sold the shor, which is metaltalim, how come the nizik has the right to come and take it away from the person that bought the shor? How come here a shibud is chal upon metaltalim? So Gemara answers, Shani Hoss, and here it's much different. The command Yaso Apoitiki Domi. Here it's like you made a special Apoitiki. Apoitiki, the Grashi says, means Rachmona Shav Yulamigvei Mahai Shor. The Torah gave the right to the Nizik to collect the money from the shore. If the Mazik doesn't want to pay the money, even according to Rabbi Shmuel, the Nizik has a right to collect it from the shore. That's called like an apoitiki, as if to say, when I lend money, here is the place you have a right to collect the money. But since you made a special shibud upon the shore, that's why the nizik has a right to collect it. So Gemara is still a sakasha. The Yomar Rova, Rova said, also avdoy apoitiki o mochroi balchoy goyvehemenu. If the loiva that borrowed money said, listen, I own an evid, let the Yevid be achrayis, let it be an apoitiki for the money, and then the loiva sells the Yevid, so the law is that the malv has the right to go and collect the Yevid from the person that bought him. The shibud is still chal upon an Yevid. But what's going to be shoyrei apoitiki if Ruvain borrows money? And he says to the malv, listen, if I can't pay you up, you could take away my shor, I'm making my shor an apoitiki, ulmochroi. And then the loiva goes and sells his shor. Ein balchoiv goyve hemenu. The balchoiv, the malva, has no right to come and collect it. So you see that a shibud, even an apoitiki, is not chal upon a shor, a metaltlim like shor. So how come over here the nizik has a right to take away the shor from the person the mazik sold it to? So Gemara says like this, Evid, my timer, what's the reason by an Evid that we say the malva has the right to collect it, the shibud is chal upon an Evid, mishum the yisle koilo? Because that has a koil, everybody talks about it, everybody knows that when I borrow money, I make my Evid for a shibud. Everybody knows about it. So therefore, the person that bought the Evid off the loiva should have known that it's possible for the malva to come and collect it. That's why the malva has a right to take it. But a regular shor doesn't have a koil. But the Gemara says, hi, but over here, hi nami, kivon de nogach, here, since everybody knows that this shor did damage, your shor tam hit somebody else, it did damage to somebody else, therefore, koil islay, everybody knows that this shor, the tura negachno korelay, people call this shor a shor that goes. So therefore, since everybody knows this shor is what did the damage, everybody knows that it's an apoitiki. Therefore, the person shouldn't have bought it off the mazik. That the person that buys it knows about it, so it's like an Eved. That's why over here, the Nizik has a right to come and take away the shor from the person that bought it. Now the Gemara says, Toni Rav Tachlipo Bar Marova Kaimid Rav Avua. Rav Tachlipo, the son of Marova, said in the name of in front of Rav Avua, that Mochroi Einei Mochor. You should know if they sell it, the sale is no good. We'll soon see who sold it. Again, in the case of a shor tam that did damage, if the person sold it, so the mechira is no good. Hegdeshay muktish. Let's say though they made it hegdish though, the hegdish is chal. Now the Gemara says, who are we talking about over here? Mochrei man, who sold it? Ilem, if you want to tell me mazik mochrei, that the mazik is the one that sold it. So you're telling me now, ein mochrei, the mechira is not chal. Why? Mani Rebbe Kiva, the chur goes to contra Rebbe Kiva. The yoma that says, huchlat hashor, that as soon as the tam did damage right away, the nizik becomes a shutif in it, so the mazik has no right to sell it. Then it says, v'hegdeshoy mugdish, but mashma if the mazik is magdish, though, the hegdish is chal. Why? Also, Rabbi Yishmol, this has to go according to Rabbi Yishmol Shita. The yoma that says, yushem hashor bebezdin, just bezdin evaluates how much the shor is worth, but really it still belongs to the mazik. That's why if the mazik is magdish, the hegdish is chal. So it comes out to Rabbi Yishmael. If so, it's a kasha. Like, how could you say the ratio is like Rabbi Kiva and the safe is like Rabbi Yishmael? Ella rather nizik mochel. Let's say we're talking about if the nizik sold it. So it says ainu mochel. The mechir is no good. So mani, who does that go? Like Rabbi Yishmael, it goes according to Rabbi Yishmael shita that says husham hashor that the mazik owns it. If so, hegdesh mugdish. But then it says if the nizik makes it hegdish, it's chal. Luchur why? He doesn't own it, the Nizik. Austin, you have to tell me it goes according to Rabbi Kiva. It goes according to Rabbi Kiva, so it's again a Sakasha. How could one go like Rabbi Shmuel and one go like Rabbi Kiva? So Mora says, no, the Pshan the Brace says like this. Le'olam really Mazik. We're talking about where the Mazik sold it and the Mazik was Makdashit. The Divri Hakl goes according to everybody. Mocha Reina Mocha. The Mechir is no good. The Mazik can't sell it. That our fiddle Rabbi Shmuel, even according to Rabbi Shmuel, that says Husham Ashur that the Mazik really owns it, still he has no right to sell it to take away the Shibud. To a Mishab de Lele Nizik. Because this Shor Tam is Meshubah to the Nizik. If the Mazik can't pay up the money, the Nizik has a right to take away the Shor. Therefore the Mechir is not Chal, meaning that the Nizik is still collected from the person you sold it to. Now Hegdeshe Mugdish, why do we say if the Mazik was Magdish to Shor, why is the Hegdish Chal? So we say now Afilu to Rabbi Kiva, could even go according to Rabbi Kiva. So then the question is why? According to Rabbi Kiva, the Nizik is like a Shutuf in it now. How come the Mazik could be Magdish? It doesn't belong to him anymore. So Gemara says Mishum to Rabbi Avua. It's a new halacha, the Midrabonin, like Rabbi Avua says. It's Gzeru Midrabonin. That Shema Yermu, maybe people will say, Hegdish Yoitse Bele Pidyon. But it could be sometimes you Makdish something and it goes out Lechulin without a pidyon. Like people will see here the Mazik was Makdishit and they won't know the Lochriz because Huchlat Hashor belongs to the Nizik. People will think that it goes out Lechulin. Therefore, Midrabonin, though it has Loch like it's Hegdish, as if they say we have to be Poydirit first. Nothing more says Tana Rabbonin. The Brice will not like this. Shora tam shehezik. A shora tam that does damage. Achlo yomad bedin. Up until they went to Bezdin to pass Kanois how much is chayiv, is mochroi mochor. If the mazik goes and sells it, the mechir is good. Hegdeshoi mukdish. If he makes it hegdish, the hegdish is chal. Shochatu. Let's say the mazik went and shechted the shor. V'nosnu b'maton, and he gave it away to somebody else for a present. So the locher is mash also osli. What he did is good. The present the person could keep. Now nishomad bedin. Let's say they went to Bezdin and Bezdin paskal nois that the shore the tam is mechuyif that the bala shore has to pay. Now mochroy ain't a mochor. Now if the mazik sells it, nothing doing, because since it's already meshuba to the nizik, the mazik can't sell it. Hegdeshoy ain't a mukdish. If he wants to make it hegdish, also the hegdish is not chal. And like he didn't give anything to Hegdish. Shochatu v'nostum b'matona l'yosav l'eklum. If he goes and shechts it and give it for a matona, the mazik, he can't do anything. It's no good, because the nizik has a right to come and take it. Kodmu balei choyves v'hegdiyon. Let's say a bal choyv, the mazik owed somebody else money from before. And the bal choyv wants to come and collect and take away the shor. Bein chav achloy hezik. Whether the mazik borrowed the money before his shor did the damage. Or bein hezik at shaloi chav, or whether it did the damage first the shor did the damage and then you borrowed the money, and now the Baal Choyv wants to come and collect the shor of the mazik from the mazik, halachah is lo yosav leklum, he didn't do anything, he has no right to take it. L'fi shem mishtal lemele migufoy, because since the shore is a tam, the nizik has a right to collect from the goof of the shore, it's like it's mishuba to the nizik, therefore the Baal Chayvis have no right to come and take it. What about the mu'ed shehizik? Let's say a mu'ed did the damage, bein shomad bedin, bein shloyomad bedin, whether they went to Bezdin yet or they didn't go to Bezdin yet. In such a case, mochroi mocho, whatever the mazik does with the shore is done. Because the mazik owes money, that's all. The gufa shore belongs to the mazik. Therefore, if he sells it, the sale is good. Hegdeshoi mukdeshiv is makdeshit the hegdeshishchal. Shochatu benosu b'matona mashos also. If he shechts and gives it away for somebody else for matona, what he did is good. Kodmu bali chayvis v'hegbiyon. Let's say the Baal Chayvis come and want to collect it away from the Mazik. Bein Chav at Shloi Hezek, Bein Hezek at Shloi Chav, whether he borrowed the money first and then the Shor did the damage, whether the Shor did the damage first and then he borrowed the money, still Masha also Osli. The Baal Chayvis have a right to come and take away the Shor first. Lefi Shein Mishtalim Elamin Aliyah, because by a Mazik, a Mu'ud only pays from your pocket anyway. You don't take the guf ashore. The mazik has to pay from his pocket. It's like a new achayv. So therefore, if the other Baal Achayv has come and take away the shore first, they have a right to take it. Now we'll explain the braisa. What we just said before, mochroi mochor. That if the mazik sells it, the mazik has a right to sell his tam. Why l'radia? It means, like learned before, that even though it's meshurba to the nizik, and if the mazik doesn't pay money, the nizik can come and take away the shore. But as long as the nizik doesn't take away the shore, the person that bought it has a right to use it for plowing. He could use the shore. Hegdeshoi mugdish. Let's say the mazik is makdish the shore. So the hegdish is chal according to everybody, like we had before. Mishum the Rabbi Yavua, like Rabbi Yavua said, that a hegdish should not go out play pidyon. So according to everybody, the hegdish is chal. But if it says if the mazik shechted it and gave it away for a present, the person has a right to keep the meat. So the question is why? If the mazik stam gives it away for somebody else for matona to use it, so calls the man it's alive, very good, as long as the nizik didn't come and collect it yet, this person that received it has a right to use it. He could use it for plowing. But when the mazik shechs it, why could the person now keep the present and eat the meat? How come the nizik can't come and say, if you mazik can't pay me up the money, then let me take the meat? The Tanya, we learned like this, chai. The Pasuk says, Morkos Asher HaChai. Chai, Ein Li Ela Chai, or maybe only when the tam is alive. Shochatu minayin. How do we know even if the mazik goes and shechs the shor hatam, still the nizik has a right to collect from the meat? Talmud Lema, the pasuk says, "Umochrei es hashor mikol mokom." That any type of collecting from the shore, the nizik has a right to. See here also, how come the nizik can't come and collect the meat from the person that received the present? Some Rav Shizbi lenitzecho el lepchas shchita. All it means to tell us is the pchas hamas the shchita made it worse. Less, this much the mazik doesn't have to pay. In other words, what happened here? The mazik had a shor hatam that did damage. So the nizik has the right to come and collect that shor. Let's say the mazik goes and shechs it. So now he makes the shor worth less. So he's like mazik shibudi shachaderoi. It just means to say the mazik is potter from paying for this hezik that he did to the nizik. But true, avada the nizik has the right not to come and collect this meat.
The Gemara says, "Omer Rav Huna b'Reid Rav Yeshua, Zois Semeres." From here, we have a proof that Hamazik Shibud Yishachaveroi. If somebody does damage to somebody else's shibud, that let's say my property is meshubit to you, and I go and ruin the property, potter. That I'm potter. It's like only Groma ben Izokin, and I'm potter. So the Gemara says, "Pshita." Of course, you have a good proof from over here. Here it says that if the mazik is mazik the shore, so then he doesn't have to pay the nizik. So Moore says, no, Mazatem, I would have thought to say here it's different. Hosamudi Yomalay over here when the Mazik shechs the shore. The Yomalay Loichasaticha Vlay Midi, I didn't really take anything away from you. The shore, whether it's alive or dead, is the same thing. The Yomalay, the Mazik could say back, Zika Biyamahudi Shakli Minoch. All I took away from you was just Zika like air. In other words, you're shechting it, it's nothing, the meat is still here. I didn't take anything away from you. So that's why I'm potter. Avo bi'alma, but another case is l'chayiv. Maybe if you mazik, if you destroy the shibud shechaveroi, maybe you chayiv. Kamash v'lo, that's what. Rav Huna, Rav Yeshua has to tell us, no, you should know you're potter. So Maris Takasho, Nami Rabba Omro. Rabba already said this, and Rashi explains like Rabba's Nodem Choshev. So we learned this already. What do you have to tell him to me again? The Yomar Rabba, Rabba said, Alokhar is Hasarif Shtoris of Shechaverai. If somebody goes and burns up the Shtoris that Yechava has, Potter Yepotter. In other words, Yechaver has a star, or Raya proof that he can collect money, and you go and burn it, so you ruin his proof. So even though you didn't destroy any money, but you mastered his Shibudai. Still your potter. So Mara says, no, still over there it's different. Alright, turn over. Mara says over there, Mada Tamar would have thought this say Hosumu the Yomalay over there. He could tell him, Nira Bialma Kaloiminoch. All I did when I burnt up your star is I burnt up paper from you. That's all. Abul Hecha the Chofa Babaris Ichunamaris. But when maybe I went to destroy the property that's meshubah to you, I dug sichon amoros there. I dug like ditches in the land. Maybe then I should be chayiv. Kamash malon. Now even such a case also you chayiv. What's the proof? Tohokos over here. Command the chofa babar sichon amoros dummy. Over here, the fact that you went and you shechted the shore, it's like you made your big damage in it. Okoma, still we say mashu also also. What was done is done. So we see here what? That if you're mazik shibud the shechaveroi, still you always potter. Then it says, kodmu balechoyves vegebiu. So if the balechoyves come and want to collect the shore, bein chavat shloi hezek, bein hezek at shloi chav liyosav leklum. No matter when the loan took place, the balechoyves cannot come and take away the shore from the mazik. Why? Lefi shein mishalem ele megufay. Because the nizik has a right to collect from the guf of the shore. So Gemara says, let's see. Bishlem, I understand it's good. Hezek at shloi chav. If the damage took place first before you borrowed the money, then Nizokin Kodmu. I understand that the Nizokin come first. When Keshe did the damage first, before, but if you borrowed the money before the damage, so Ba'achoyv Koydim, then the Chur with the Ba'achoyv has the right to come to collect the money first. How come they can't get the money?